The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 569.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantra password.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. Great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here and spending time with me on this fine day. I have a little story for you that I think you're going to enjoy that happened not so long ago. So let me just begin. So you may already know, I think you do, that I'm on acreage out here. And so we live, you know, pretty much in the wilderness. We're butted up against a state park. So we get a lot of wildlife that comes through the land here. All sorts of adventures and battles and joys of the wildlife as they hang out in our yard and in the forest right next to our yard. And some of the most entertaining come from the squirrels, and that's what today's story is about. This is the first time I've ever seen anything like this. So I was just puttering around the house one day, and my man from the other room says, hey, come here, you got to see this. As we often do to each other, and he's right up against the window with binoculars on, and he's looking at this squirrel in this tree in our yard. We have red squirrels and gray squirrels, and occasionally we'll see a black squirrel, but this was a red squirrel. And I'm going to call her a she because I've since learned, we've been watching all the wars of the squirrels out here, and we're like many people do, assuming it was men warring against each other, and we've since learned it's mostly females we're probably seeing. But I don't claim to be Marlon Perkins. If you knew that reference, then you're as old as I am. So the squirrel was sitting next to this tree, but in front of the tree, there was this massive, massive mushroom. And I mean, probably the size of a grapefruit. And I remember when I was out picking up sticks and cleaning up the yard, I had seen that mushroom. And I didn't dare forage it because I thought, I don't know about this one. This does not look edible. And I'm not that good where I can really identify a lot of mushrooms yet. So I don't take too many chances. But this squirrel was all in on this mushroom. And it was on the tree and it would pounce down on top of the mushroom, and it would grab a little piece of it, and it would do somersaults. And then it would sit up, and it would eat a little piece of the mushroom, and then it would, and I'm not exaggerating when I say do somersaults, it would do more somersaults. And then it would run around the tree in a circular fashion, like a candy cane around the tree, and run down, and then it would hit that mushroom again, almost like it was a little mattress. and bounce off it, but take a little piece of the mushroom and eat it, and then roll around again and set down a little piece of the mushroom, pick up a little piece of the mushroom. It was the craziest thing, and it went on for minutes. We just stood there for minutes watching this squirrel. I've never seen anything like it. It was so happy and so infatuated with that mushroom. Just glee and delight. Like, if I could hear it, if it had a little voice, it would be doing that little cartoon laugh, like, hee 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 hee, because that's what it looked like. It was the craziest thing I ever saw. So, of course, as you might expect, we looked at each other, and I think I was first to say, do you think that's a psychedelic mushroom? Like, do you think that squirrel is just higher than a kite? And, of course, my man said, oh, yeah, for sure, there's something with that mushroom. And we kind of laughed about it. We laughed at ourselves, and we thought, wow, this is so crazy as we watch this. But afterward, I was thinking about it a little bit, and I thought to myself, you know, it's so funny how if someone or something or some creature is so happy that we automatically assume that he or she is high or on drugs. But, like, it's impossible to be that happy unless you're high on some substance. And so this little squirrel, I think I've been calling him a guy the whole time anyway, even though I just said I was going to call him a female. But either way, nonetheless, this little creature maybe was just happy. Maybe was just having fun. Maybe just knew how to suck the life out of that one moment. Just milk that moment for all the joy and juice she could get. Rolling around, bouncing on the mushroom, ripping up the mushroom, eating the mushroom. Maybe it was like, oh my gosh, this is the biggest mushroom I've ever seen. This mushroom's as big as I am. This is the coolest thing ever. It's so soft. This is so fun. I can roll around. Maybe it wasn't psychedelic at all. Maybe it had nothing to do with that. So, of course, making a decision in that moment that the squirrel was just plain happy and just enjoying that moment, it helped me to vow to be more squirrel-like. And side note, it's not too hard. I think I've kind of decided that the squirrel might be my totem animal, which is not something you can admit to everybody. You know, I kind of wanted it to be something super cool, like an eagle or a wolf or something, but I think it might be a squirrel. They're kind of a little crazy, and they move fast, and they talk fast, and I got the little chipmunk cheeks and the teeth to go, so I think the squirrel might be my totem animal. And what better animal? What if we could just start to be happy, enjoying every moment, no matter what? Seeing the fun and the joy in every little thing that comes about, being gleeful like we're seeing it for the first time, looking at ordinary things in our day and imagining they're the biggest mushrooms we've ever seen in our entire lives. How would we feel if we could start to greet each day like that and have more fun and run around and play? I'm not sure that we should run around and chase each other, but there's something to be said for that unbridled freedom that happens when you see squirrels playing and when you see the delight. When I was seeing the delight of this little one, it was really something else, and it really sticks with you. And I hope I was able to paint enough of a picture that you could imagine that little squirrel jumping for delight and doing somersaults and enjoying life and feeling glee. It's funny because once you make the decision that that's what you want to do, you want to have more joy and you want to be more playful and you want to be more silly, and you allow yourself to do it. And you allow yourself to do it just by deciding. You know, it's almost worth, like, the anal retentive guide to being silly. Like, set an alarm on your phone and remind yourself 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day, okay, be silly for 1 minute and just do something silly. Like, maybe we just need more practice. Maybe we need more reminders and more practice to loosen up and be silly and have more fun and find more joy just until it becomes habit. So I thought you might enjoy that story as much as I did. And with that, I bid you adieu and I wish you as much happiness as a squirrel with a massive mushroom.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?